I just interviewed a man running for county commissioner of a county in Central Texas called Bastrop County. And you'll see that interview pretty soon. But during the interview, I asked him a lot of questions that typically people don't get asked when they're running for county positions. Namely, I asked him, how do you think a county should respond when there's a systemic collapse, there's a dollar collapse, banking system collapse, you know, power grid doesn't function, groceries don't get delivered. And then rural counties like Bastrop County in Central Texas are inundated with refugees out of the cities, like Austin in this case in Texas. But wherever you are, if you're anywhere near a city, you're going to have refugees fleeing the cities because, well, the cities aren't survivable in a collapse scenario. And the reason I'm recording this message right now is because I know that there are a lot of people who listen to my podcast who work in local government. And I just want to impart upon you the critical importance of planning for systemic failures, planning for real catastrophic interruptions would be a polite way to say it, of the key things that keep a local society running, namely fuel, you know, diesel and gasoline, electricity, the water supply, banking and finance, transactional infrastructures in order for businesses such as grocery stores to be able to even pay for transportation and pay for products that they're receiving. When you have a breakdown of any one of these critical infrastructure pillars, then you end up in a situation that far exceeds what you would normally be training to deal with. Like normally, county emergency management type of organizations, they train to deal with, let's say, hurricanes, if you're in Florida, for example, or fires, if you're in Texas or a lot of the western states, or maybe you're training to deal with earthquakes, if you're in California, something like that. Maybe you're training to deal with civil unrest. It's not common for communities to train for civil unrest. But I'm not aware of any communities that are training for a mass exodus out of the cities during a systemic collapse scenario. That's not something that I've heard people talking about in terms of local government preparedness. And I think it's critical to have that understanding. Why? Well, because we are not a very decentralized society. We're not a society, America, that has a lot of built-in redundancies. Now, there are societies that do, such as Cuba, for example, and even a lot of Central and South American societies have a lot more redundancy, resiliency. They can grow food more easily. They've got alternative distribution networks in many cases. And in a lot of countries, like, let's say, modern-day Russia, the populations there have actually endured some pretty horrendous scenarios over the last few years, which have made them more capable of enduring suffering and lack of supplies. Whereas America is just an honest description. I'm not anti-America, don't get me wrong. I love America, and I love the founding principles of America, but America has become a country mostly populated by people who are used to the conveniences of modern just-in-time logistics. They've become accustomed to having everything provided at the local grocery store. They've become accustomed to using a lot of electricity and not really thinking about it. They don't practice a lot of power conservation. And they're not used to living off-grid. They've never really lived through rolling blackouts. Now, when I lived in Ecuador, we had blackouts all the time. And you got used to it. You knew what to do when the power went out, right? So you either had backup generators or you had other means of light, for example, candles, and your cooking setup didn't require electricity. You cooked with gas, which is what most people do in Central and South America, by the way. They're cooking with, propane typically is what they're cooking with. And so it's very common in many areas of the world to be able to live on less or to get by on a grid down scenario. In America, that's not the case. And most people in America are not preppers, even to this day, which is absolutely astonishing to me. How could you not be a prepper after we just lived through COVID and all that nonsense? How could you not be a prepper knowing that the border is wide open and that we're being invaded? How could you not be a prepper knowing that we're almost on the verge of World War III with Russia, or maybe a world war starting in the Middle East with maybe nukes from Iran, for example? How could you not be a prepper? But plenty of people are not preppers. And so, as a result, if you live in America, you live among non-prepared people. Even though the need and the justification for preparedness is greater now than it has ever been, probably in our lifetimes, except maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis might have been the closest thing if you were alive during that time. I wasn't. So for my lifetime, this is the most critical time that I've ever lived through. Local governments are usually somewhat adept at handling one emergency at a time. There's a giant fire, we can deal with that. Oh, there's an earthquake, we can deal with that. Oh, there's whatever, 9/11 attack, we can deal with that. But what I'm talking about are not just one-off emergencies. I'm talking about a combination of multiple crises striking at the same time. You've got a collapse of the food delivery infrastructure, you've got a collapse of fuel refineries, you've got a collapse of telecommunications, a collapse of first responders, 911 services, you get a collapse of the banking system. I'm talking about a multitude of collapse vectors happening very close to the same time, because some of them will cause others to collapse. For example, if you have a banking system collapse, well, then grocery stores don't have a means by which they could engage in transactions to acquire more inventory. And so then you will subsequently have a food supply chain collapse following a banking collapse. You'll also have a fuel supply chain collapse following a banking collapse, and so on. So a currency collapse or an economic collapse scenario actually sets off many other failures of systemic infrastructure that's necessary for local survival. So as this unfolds, a lot of these local governments are going to be facing situations for which they have never prepared. Again, a collision of a multitude of problems or crises all happening at the same time. And combined with the fact that the local population, not being prepared, are going to lose their minds. Now, the American culture, which came out of a very much a can-do type of culture in years past, you know, the rugged individualist American, the American farmer, the American rifleman, the American outfitter, a long heritage of rugged, capable people who could survive. That is mostly gone now across the population at large, mostly in America. Now, again, I know there are exceptions to this, but for the most part, the American people are soft. They've become far too used to conveniences. They don't know what it's like to live in a harsh environment. They don't understand what's necessary to live off-grid. They don't really know where to get a backup water supply. They don't know where to get backup food, and so on. So when the centralized systems fail, the typical American is incapable of being able to navigate that situation successfully and do anything meaningful to extricate themselves from that collapse. As a result, there will be an extra burden placed on local government because of the lack of strength and the lack of preparedness exhibited by the local citizens of that community. Now, sure, you'll have here and there an occasional prepper who will probably say, "What? This is nothing. You know, I've got a bunker. I've got, you know, 100,000 rounds of ammo. I've got 5 years of dehydrated beef," or whatever. And they're going to be fine, but that doesn't represent the masses of society. The masses are going to lose their cool, we'll say, and then you're going to have civil unrest. And I guarantee you that there's probably no local government anywhere in the country that is prepared to deal with a financial collapse and a food collapse and a fuel collapse and an electricity collapse followed by civil unrest. They just don't have the resources to deal with that. Nobody does. So you're going to have some period of chaos. You're going to have probably some amount of vigilantism. You're going to have desperate people breaking into people's homes to try to get food or water or to steal whatever they can. And this is when you're going to have basically the Second Amendment Americans just deciding that, hey, this is the time that we're just going to shoot looters and thieves that come onto our property or try to break into our homes. We're not calling 911 because the calls don't even work. There's nobody even there. The police are overrun anyway. So guess what? We are our own 911 emergency responders in this moment. And I mean, some of us live that way every single day anyway. I mean, it's not like, you know, if a group of armed illegals comes onto my ranch in Texas, it's not like I'm going to call 911 and say, please come deal with this. You know, I've got my own ways to deal with that. And then I'll call them after the situation is handled. But in a collapse scenario, that's going to be everybody. It's like, you deal with it. You deal with it right now. And how's that going to be done? For a lot of people, most scenarios, it's going to be firearms. So you're going to have all kinds of self-defense shootings. You know, a lot of people being shot, in essence, because they're trying to loot or trying to steal. And the shootings may all very well turn out to be well-justified shootings. I'm not saying that citizens are just going to run around popping off rounds at everybody, but there will be a criminal element that probably uses firearms to rob people and to loot. And so you're going to end up with a warfare zone in a lot of these areas. And the weaker local law enforcement is, the more extreme that local warfare battle zone is going to become. So then that brings up some obvious questions. Do you have night vision? If you don't have night vision, probably you can assume the bad guys do, and they're going to raid you at night when you can't see, but they can. Something to think about. Do you have ballistic armor? If you don't have body armor, how do you plan to engage these bad guys without getting shot? I mean, I know body armor doesn't make you bulletproof, but it does protect vital areas, and it can protect you from most rounds that are fired by most bad guys. So body armor is absolutely essential. Do you have capable rifle skills? Do you have enough rifle rounds? Has your rifle been sighted in any time in the last year? What about the batteries on your rifle optics? Have you lubricated your rifle? Have you cleaned it? You know, it's just on and on. What's your readiness for this kind of battle scenario? And I'm not talking about going out and instigating violence against anybody. I'm talking about self-defense. I'm talking about dealing with lawlessness, dealing with looters, dealing with, you know, rapists or murderers who are intruding upon your property or who are carrying out crimes across your local county. Because one thing that's going to happen is that your local sheriff, most likely, will begin to ask for volunteers to be deputized who can help keep the peace. And that's going to be probably veterans or maybe retired law enforcement, people who can handle themselves, obviously, people who are familiar with firearms. But you're going to see very rapid deputization of a lot of extra people who are going to fan out across most probably the roads, the highway checkpoints, you know, intersections and things like that, and try to keep the peace. And they're not going to be out there, you know, arresting people with Ziploc ties and giving them a court date and setting them free and say, show up at the court in 6 months. No, they're just going to be shooting people, probably. Shooting people are obviously engaged in breaking in to other people's homes or breaking into merchant shops or stealing property, stealing cows, stealing vehicles. You know, you do that in this scenario and you're probably just going to get shot. And so that's going to increase substantially, which is going to put a lot of burden on local, well, medical resources for one thing. You're going to have some people that are shot but not yet dead. And so there's going to be, you know, I suppose at some point, people being taken to the local ERs. And then you got to have security forces at the ERs to stop people from stealing all the pharmaceuticals. You know, this is what it's going to become as this scenario unfolds. When the dollar collapses, all these things I'm talking about become commonplace. And yet, to this day, most people are not prepared for these things. Somehow, in the minds of most people, they're still thinking like, oh, it'll all work out, you know, it won't get that bad. Why? Because, you know, someone would stop it. Well, that someone may be you with an AR-15. Like, you're going to be the someone to stop it when it comes to your door. Don't count on some mythical unicorn police force out there that's just going to magically show up in the middle of a collapse and stop all bad guys. It doesn't work that way. You can look around the world right now. I mean, you could just look across cities like Chicago or LA right now and you can answer that question. The police aren't stopping the bad guys. How many shootings are there every weekend in Chicago, which is a gun-controlled city, by the way, and a sanctuary city? It's only going to get worse. Now, to the extent that you can, have extra preparedness supplies so that you can donate supplies to local churches or perhaps local law enforcement if they are operating in a pro-liberty, pro-constitution context. Or maybe you can share ammo with neighbors who maybe your neighbors already have firearms, but they don't have enough ammo to really secure your neighborhood. So it's good to have extra ammo. It's good to have extra food. It's good to have extra gold. It's good to have all these things in extra quantities because you want to support your local community. You want to have a sense of resilience to fight back against whatever chaos is happening. Now, the chaos won't last forever. It's going to be short-lived. It'll be horrible while it's happening, and it might only last maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. If the power grid stays down for a few months following an EMP attack, it could be 2 years of chaos, but it won't be forever. You've just got to be able to survive during this time, however long it lasts. So some of the solutions that we do represent, that I'm very particular about what kind of products I choose to put in my store or what I choose to endorse or publicize. And let me just mention a few of those. So we have Hoplite body armor available at healthrangerstore.com. You can literally purchase high-end American-made body armor through our store. And that's made by Hoplite. We also endorse shieldarms.com. We don't sell firearms, obviously. We're not a firearms dealer. But you can buy from shieldarms.com and pick it up through your local FFL. And if you use discount code RANGER, you can save, I think it's 10% at shieldarms.com. They make the best cutoff, highly concealable Glock 43X with steel Glock magazines that are much higher capacity magazines than the default stock Glock mags. So check that out at shieldarms.com. And they also have folding AR-15s, which are really remarkable. And they also have those in the pistol configuration with the arm braces, because that is currently legal. So you can get those, again, shieldarms.com. On top of that, we've got backup food supplies at healthrangerstore.com. And we also have the non-GMO heirloom seed kits from ARK Seeds, ARK. So just go to healthrangerstore.com, search for ARK Seed Kits, and you'll find our seed kits that are available there right now. Now, you'll need ammo. A good website to check out is ammoseek.com. That's S-E-E-K, like you're seeking ammo, you're looking for ammo. Ammoseek.com. They analyze the prices and supply from a bunch of retailers in real time to give you the best deals. And then when it comes to gold and silver, check out verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site for goldbacks, which are a form of gold that is highly divisible and very beautiful. And people love goldbacks because the art is fantastic and they contain actual embedded 24 karat gold. Or you can buy gold and silver coins from, you know, any reputable dealer. Our sponsor there is called the Treasure Island Company, metalswithmike.com, if you want to check them out and do some comparisons of price and trust and delivery and professionalism and so on. You'll love the Treasure Island Company, metalswithmike.com. So those are some of the solutions that we have available, some of our sponsors. Satellite phone store, of course, for backup communications. That's SAT123.com. And they've also got a sister site called BeReady123.com, which has solar generators, which will be very useful if the power grid goes down. So those are just some of the things that I personally use and endorse in terms of preparedness and self-defense, because you can't count on your local county government to cover all the bases, you're going to have to be very self-reliant as much as possible and try not to lean on government, because your government's going to be overwhelmed with dealing with everybody else who did not prepare. So to the extent that you yourself are prepared, you're going to be in much better shape. And then maybe you can help contribute to the recovery of the county. That's what I intend to do. I'm going to help a lot of people whenever it's needed. I've been blessed with resources thanks to your support and thanks to the grace of God. And I already know what I'm going to do in a collapse scenario. I'm going to try to help as many people as I can. But do what you can. You need to secure your own situation first. And then if you've got resources, help secure others. And then together we can recover from whatever's coming and we can rebuild society and maybe create a future of abundance and freedom for our children and future generations. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brightian.com. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm gonna give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these grip chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.